fellowship tonight. I miss seeing you guys. We got a special friend tonight. Mr. Cash is with us tonight. Ball player extraordinaire. Cowboy. Singer. Preacher. That boy's got it going. I'm telling you. Amen. It's good to see you all. Pray you had all a great day. And is that true? Yeah, amen. And we're glad that one certain family in here, the house, got home safe and sound from vacation. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to ours sometime this summer. We'll nail it down sometime. Praise God. But anyway, thank y'all for coming. God's got some great things in store for you. Right, Lynn? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time tonight. And Lord God, we just invite you to come, to do, to be. Lord, we need you tonight. We need your strength, your love, your guidance. And Lord, we just need to love on you. We need to worship you and to praise you. It feels good because you're worthy of our praise. And when we do praise you, Lord God, our enemy is stopped in his tracks. And Lord, we give you praise that he is perishing right before us. When we praise the Lord. Lord, you're so much bigger than what we could even comprehend. Lord, may our faith be expanded to where we can see and hear and understand and know. Lord, that you do walk on the mountains. You do hold all the span of the oceans in your hand. Lord, what a mighty God we serve. So Lord God, in the midst of all that's going on in this world, we thank you that we have peace. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of more than enough. You're El Shaddai. You're the one that fights our battles. You're the one that delivers us, helps us, strengthens us, encourages us, and never leaves us. That's good. So, Lord, we give you praise for it. Lord, we pray for all those that tonight that are not here, Lord God, that you bless and keep them safe. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said amen.
Amen.
All right, let's see here. This coming Sunday, I believe, is special offering day. And so don't forget that. Look at your neighbor and say, don't forget that. It's offering day, and it's a special offering day. So you get special blessings with a special offering. Is that right? Sounds good to me. Praise God. Praise God. So anyway, is there anything else we need to announce? I will announce this, that we will have adult Sunday school class again, I assume, in the chapel. Did y'all make it in there okay? Sunday? Good. And you can, Verdell, Mr. Judd.
Yes, sir.
You can share this with your Sunday school roommates, classmates. The kitchen is open. I got it all cleaned up. Got the coffee pot ready to go. Okay?
All right.
All right. So y'all can go right in there.
Hear that, Margaret Decker?
Margaret? Bring the donut, Margaret. And y'all can have coffee and then come on over here. That'd be great. So we got a little room over there right now. So you can actually breathe in there right now. So anyway, so that'll be great. Have a good time. Okay. Who else? Anything else? Y'all sure are quiet. Well, what about the weather today? Man, we all just give God a hand clap for that. Glory to God. Amen. If you were out yesterday, you appreciate today.
Amen.
Because glory to God, it was so wonderful yesterday. Just right. If you're a mosquito. But anyway, God is good. Let's see. Prayer request sheets going around? I assume so. Who has got some good news? The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro the whole earth to see who he might show himself strong to. Yay, good news. I'm going to tell it took you about 5 minutes to just think of that. She was thinking, I could just see the wheels turning out. What I could do. Oh, no, she's coming home. No, that's not right. What's up, baby?
The sweetest thing happened.
What?
I was at the drive-thru at Spud's in Hunnock to get some something.
What's a Spud?
Spud's, they have Spud's and
it's a tater.
Chicken. Oh, what's a Spud? Anyway.
It's a drive-in. Is that what it is?
Well, you meet inside, but it
was. Okay.
But anyway, I was in the drive-thru and it was taking forever. And I noticed on the truck in front of me, it was a DAV license plate and a Vietnam veteran sticker in the window. So when I got up to order my food, I ordered and I said, I'm going to pay for this truck in front of me too. Can I do that? And she said, yeah, you can do that. So it took another forever to get food. And he got up there to the line and I saw him hand his card out. And I just looked around. I looked at everything but that man. I didn't, you know. And so he drove on out. And I drove up and he stopped and got out of his car, got out of his truck. And he thumbs up me and I thumbs up him back and then he saluted me.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And I saluted him. Well, when I turned to put, he said, the woman said, he was so shocked because that's never happened before. And he said, since she's paying for my food, I'm going to pay for hers. So I gave a blessing and got a blessing just like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is cool. That is so very, very cool. Praise God. That's a heart like Jesus. Amen. So. Yeah. Oh. Praise God. Well, that's good. Good for Hardee's. Amen.
Jack's.
I haven't been to Jack's yet. I went to Jack's about 1968, but I haven't been. I haven't been 2020.
Well,
Carolyn, we was probably all together. One was too little, she couldn't go. Glory to God. Who else got Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that Faith Outreach is a generous place.
Yeah.
And they care about the people around them and they're willing to give. But I knew it anyway. But anyway, praise God. It's good to hear good reports. Amen. So, anything else? Larry's got some pepper for sale. So, hottest pepper on earth. Darryl. Come on, brother.
So, yes, sir. Now, 5 years ago, it might have been a hesitation.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
And so I gave it to her and raised it and said, "Why don't you put it in the box?" And so she was like, "No." So I wrote a name on it, gave it to her, and they have it today. And so on my way to, some of you that don't know, I transport vehicles. So I'm
read, yeah. Whoa! That's my God. Yeah, it's okay. It's really okay. Amen. Obedience is an awesome thing.
Amen.
That's great, Darrell. Glory to God.
And he was obedient,
son. Yes, he was. Did a great job, son. You said some things that need to be said. And anyway, did anyone happen to see Tracy Harris on TV on Victory this afternoon? I did. Bill did. Whoa. He had on just a short time. I texted him right after it, and I said, great. I went, wow. And he said, did it come across okay? I texted back. I said, it didn't come across. It came through. My word. It was like, I texted him back. We had sort of a running text conversation there. The Lord was bouncing things off of us. And I said, Tracy, it was like the day of Pentecost. I had a day of Pentecost experience sitting here. Because my TV was on fire. I mean, it was just, it did everything but blow up. And then I liked to blow up. It was just, and you know, I didn't know he was going to be on there. And I just went inside this morning and flipped on the TV on Victory. And there it was, had to advertise it. So I just went over and saved it in case I didn't get to see it. But I got home in time to watch it live, so. Anyway, what is the name of that? It comes on at 4 o'clock, and it's that update or something like that. Yeah, and it was a great program, but he shared about 15 minutes maybe, that long. But shared some of the same things he'd shared here and at the meeting this other day. But, wow, it was absolutely, you know, I know I'm partial anyway, but I'm telling you, I hadn't seen anybody talk like that on TV since Shambach. I'm telling you, it was, woo! It was, wasn't he, Bill? He liked to blow the network up. Glory to God. So hopefully we'll get to see him on more often. That should have put a demand out there. Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. Experiencehim.org is I think, Tracy's. Yeah. He can run your battery down, that's for sure. Hallelujah. Glory to God, y'all. Wow. It's good to be alive in the kingdom, isn't it? All right. Tell me about that, Kay. She got her 5 minutes of fame on WTVA. What did she do? What was she saying?
They had her talking about she just got a recently new truck. Talking about her waiting so long just to get a tag. I just thought that was funny. That is just her.
And we all said amen. Praise God. 5 minutes of fame. Glory to God. Holy mercy. You never know what you're going to miss if you don't show up around here, buddy. I'll tell you that. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, the Lord speaks. Amen. Praise. Who else? Anybody else got some more news? Praise God. Jeanette? Yeah? Uh-huh. Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. That's great. That's great. It's a good couple right there. Can't say much for grandparents, but they're a good couple. I'm just kidding. You know that. All right. Anything else? Jerry. Yeah, come on. Right.
Things like that.
Right.
But yeah, God works. Out of the blue, they decide we're going to take off last week for vacation. I didn't have to take off. The whole plant was off. So this guy had been off for 9 days and found out he had COVID on Monday. He was back for 9 days. I mean, I know it's supposed to be 14, but he was not at work. He was around anybody at work.
Yeah. Sound that the Lord's at work there.
So, and
oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Another guy went today and they thought everybody at work thought it'd be COVID or he'd have a stroke.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God.
No.
No. Absolutely. Praise God. Somebody listened to the Holy Ghost. Made a good decision. I just sense in that factory, Jerry, there's the Holy Spirit in the foundation of that place. There's some strength and some goodness. There's some residents of the power of God around there. So I don't know who was there in the beginning, Mama, Paul, or whoever, but praise God, still there. That anointing is still hanging around. Yeah. Praise God. Anyone else? Whoa. Praise God. Justice Court. Good deal. $35. You shared that because Freddie's not here. And he don't know you're going to be gone. He's not going to get nothing to eat. I'll tell him. I'll call him tonight. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this supposed to start tomorrow? Well, she's got some armor to put on. And we're fixing to pray for her right now. Y'all just lay hands on Diana. She can set in for Casey. And it is, being a medical, they know what this stuff can do. And it just really, sometimes when you're just ignorant, just a blessing. I'm a blessed man. Hallelujah. Oh, da shaka haba pola kete la lando. Dumbe la dando tole la de kete. Oh, do kuhrishi la la da da bokole la bokole la kete. Batele lando tele la do tele la bokole la bokole. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. Peace. Faith arise. And your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. 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 I see that sometimes the devil will, he'll come in on your blind side. Well, I'm covering her blind side, her back. He's not coming in the back door. We shield her in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, all around her, inside and outside, Lord God. The blood of Jesus and the head of protection. Hedge of protection, Lord God. The enemy cannot penetrate the blood. And Jesus' stripes has already healed her anyway. So she's immune. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big shout. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. Make some noise in the house of God tonight. Okay. Some more prayer requests we'll get to as whenever you ready, Judy. But let's have a word of prayer. We'll have a song. And our praise leader has got one going tonight. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, all the good news and all the joy. Lord, just to be together is just a blessing. My, my, my. Love these folks, Lord God, so much. And thank you for putting us together. That, Lord God, we may do what you've asked us to do with excellence and with fruit that remains. And, Lord, I pray that we've got a lot of fruit out there that needs to come home. So, Lord God, there is fruit involved with prayer. So, in the name of Jesus, we are connected to the vine. And, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, angels, you go forward and bring these people in supposed to be here. Holy Spirit, direct them. Bring these people in. Deal with hearts and minds and lives. And Lord God, I thank you for it. And I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus from putting up roadblocks and hindrances, lies and things in front of their eyes and their ears that keeps them, Lord, from taking that step in the right direction. Lord, we all need each other, and we all need you. So, Lord God, we all work together. We are one body. And, Lord, I give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. Praise God. Thank y'all.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of God hanging on a hill, hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify, could have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me, it would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I of God, stop. I am a free man today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Doug. Great job. Are we a free man?
Yes.
Or women? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got your Bibles tonight? Let's hold them up, wave them around. Hold your phone up, wave it around, whatever. Just don't drop it. Let's say it together. This is my Bible. I am. Well, it says I am. I refuse to be anything less. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every time I do that, I think about John Osteen. He did it forever and forever. Amen. I want us to read in, can we go, Karen, to Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. I just want, Holy Spirit seems to be putting some things together, but hallelujah. Let's just let him do what he does. There we go. Now, Paul's in prison here in Rome. And I'm sure that wasn't a very pleasant place to be. Could I have a little amen? I don't think we can understand the horrible conditions that was. So he's talking about ministers up above this. Talking about other. He said, because I'm in this place, the gospel is getting preached. Because I'm in jail, others are being encouraged to take and preach. He said, now some of them not. Some of them's preaching not quite the right truth. Some doing good. Some's doing by love. He said, but nevertheless, Christ is getting preached. And the word Jesus is coming out. So anyway, he goes on to say here, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. I mean, we've had bad days, but I don't know if we've ever been like this. He's in a prison. He doesn't know if anybody knows where he is. He don't know anything. You know, they don't have TV. They don't have cell phones. And the conditions are horrible. I heard that there's many times dead corpses. I guess all corpses are dead, though. Isn't that right? More than likely. There are corpses around that are deteriorating, decaying. And you know, it had to smell bad in there. And it was filthy. But he had some help. We're fixing to see. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Could I make that statement? This is a man of God right here, buddy. Through your prayer, somebody's praying. You know, God gives us some, we meet people all our lives and sometimes they don't treat us right, and this and that. But I think if we'll just write down all the list of names, that the ones that blessed us are far more than the ones that's done us bad. Could I have a little agreement on that? I think that we find that to be very true. People that helped you through school and even your parents. And I mean, just think about it. All the goodness that's happened to us. And God arranged all that. Did he not? The devil didn't do it, that's for sure. For I know that this shall turn, it shall. Turn to my salvation. That's a big word. We know what it means. Through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We can depend on the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I believe I read it says that he said, I'll never leave you. I'm with you forever. Isn't that true? And we're not just talking about anything. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, right? Need to stir up that gift that's within us. And Paul says, this is going to be a turnaround for me. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I watched a little bit of Rick Renner this morning, and he was talking about this. How many know Rick Renner? He knows a little bit about the Greek. My God. He knows Greek better than I know English. And he said the word supply means someone who comes up, and when you're when you're distressed and when you're down and out, and looks like you can't go forward, somebody steps up and gives to you and puts you back on the road to recovery. That was a great word. He gave a great story about it. I don't want to bore you with that. But anyway, it's true, is it not? We may get down, but if I'll just sit there for a second and just think about Holy Spirit, you got to supply my need. I need you. And guess what he'll do? He'll raise you up, will he not? Every time, he will. He's an encourager. He's a counselor. He's a comforter. He's a healer. He's power. He's love. He's everything that God is, and he lives in me. I just need to let him live a little louder and a little stronger, especially and when we get down. Now, this is Paul writing. He knows that supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ will help him. So I want to just preface this tonight, beginning there, and think about the people that have helped us through the past. Now, he'll go on. He'll talk about Epaphroditus. He'll talk about Timothy, and they've been very close and great, worked together so well. And, you know, God put teams together, put people in your life that so beneficial to you. And so he'll go on with that. But then tonight, I want us to think about, too, about the Holy Spirit. And I want to think about the covenant that God has with you and with me. The covenant. It will never fail. I'm reading the same book y'all reading, right? The covenant will never fail. I may fail it, but the covenant of God, he won't turn his back on us. His supply will be there. And it'll be more than enough. It'll get you back up out of the bad situation and put you back on the road again. You may be going through a crisis, whatever area of life, but the Holy Spirit is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think according to his power that works in me. I need to let him work wide open. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. But as we think about that, Proverbs 10:22. Can we go there? Proverbs 10:22. We was here just the other day. And what a scripture. Diane uses it a lot. But it says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Now, is that not good? Is that not good? Is that not good? Is that not good? I mean, I'm rich. When you wake up in the morning, you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. I may not feel like it. My hair probably don't. Well, what little guy? But anyway, my hair. Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. We don't go with what we see. I'm blessed. It's the blessing of God. Not so much the blessings, because the blessing makes the blessings. Does that make any sense to you? Do y'all get that part? The blessing makes blessings. The blessing is God. His blessing covenant. Because there's no curse. Right? It's just all blessing. Blessed are you coming in. Blessed are you going out. You're the head, not the tail. You're blessed of the Lord. Correct? And there's no curse. Right? The devil wants you to think there is. And you'll put yourself in a curse thinking, well, that's what you deserve. But we don't deserve that because Jesus paid the price for it. I can't help that he loves me, Bill. He just does. And you too. We can't help it. So why don't we just enjoy our status, who we are in God. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Sorrow can be pain, suffering. It can mean you don't have to work for it. One translation we read the other night was, it doesn't matter what you work to get, it can't improve on the blessing. Amen. It's coming. Everybody say, the blessing's mine.
The blessing's mine.
I can't hear you.
Blessing's mine.
I can't. Look, Shorty, I can't hear you. The blessing's mine. The blessing is mine. But, well, get you out of the way. There's no buts in this sentence. We are blessed of the Lord. Our performance really has nothing to do with it. It's who we are and who we belong to and what he has blessed us with, and our faith in that. Righteousness is by faith. If you believe you are, then you are. Amen? And God wants to bless you. When? Sunday mornings, about 10:30, 11 o'clock? Sure, but all the other time too. So the blessing of the Lord, it barely gets you by. The blessing of the Lord puts you in a place you don't want to be. No. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. So as we think about it, we just read about Paul being in prison. We thought about him being in those horrible conditions. Now, this is not me in prison. This is Paul.
Right.
He wrote 2/3 or more of the New Testament. Went to heaven 3 times, at least. Saw all what's going on up there. Was told the mystery of the church. Came and wrote it down and wrote letters that we might hear it and understand it and learn from it. And our faith would grow when we hear the Word of God. And then our faith would grow to the point where, I want that. I believe I got that. That's mine. That's mine. What about the blessing? Well, I'm okay. I'm getting by. God don't like that answer. Well, you'll get to go to heaven. It's not a heaven or hell issue. But I'm just getting by. When you could have all this other to do the work of God. When people say, I'm just getting by, just give me a little cabin on the back 40, you line out your teeth. Because when you see my mansion, you're going to want one just like it. Whoa! Glory to God. I ain't going to have a vacuum cleaner for them 50 miles. And I'm going to have a cook and a maid. I got a maid already. Glory to God. But anyway, the blessing of the Lord, it is so astounding and it is hard for my mind to grasp the fact that I am so blessed of God. Do we comprehend how blessed we really are or what is available to us? We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, kings and priests. Amen? My God. My daddy owns the universe. You know, Shambach came up a while ago, and I just thought about that. You know, I may have seen R.W. Shambach on TV. Oh, my God, he was the one. I remember one night they had a big prayer line, and this lady was in there. And she came. She had cancer, and she had the IVs and everything. Of course, especially back in those days, and even today, even I guess more so, men, you don't just touch women. He didn't touch her. He bear hugged her, buddy. I mean, he got up close and personal. She got well. But he used to walk down the street like, you know, walk with his belly stuck out like that, and. Said, Shambach, you walk like your daddy owns the universe. He said he does. And that's a good attitude. That's an attitude of who you are. Because if I'm thinking the other way, which I'm prone to do, it doesn't take but a hiccup, and then I'm just back down in the, well, what if you ain't got, look, rocket scientist. Your daddy owns the universe. He has told you, he wrote you a letter in his Bible. And he said, you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. All blessings of God. I live under the blessing of the Lord, and it makes me rich. He wrote it in his word, and I know he can't lie. Where is the problem? You're looking at it. Stinking thinking, religious thinking. My righteousness is still too much regulated on my performance. When that should not be the case. We should wake up every morning thanking God. We're the most blessed of the Lord. Do you know what it means when someone, I've never been a gambler. I gambled one time on a football game when I was 13 years old. I remember where I was standing. And I bet this boy $5 that a certain team would not win. I didn't like them. So don't ever bet that way anyway. $5. And at that point in time in my life, David, I made 50 cents an hour. $30 a week. So you do the math. See how many hours I put in. But I always had money in my pocket back in those days. What's the problem? Anyway, she's not here tonight. Anyway, I didn't mean to say that. Uh-oh. She's on the tape. And I bet, and of course, I lost my $5. That's the best thing ever happened to me. I never wanted to bet again in my life. Because that was 50 cents, $5. You do the math on how many hours I worked to get that 50 cents. Okay. So anyway, we are blessed of God and highly favored. When God looks at you, Carolyn, when Jesus looks at you, how do you think he looks at you? Diane, how do you think Jesus looks at you? What does he see when he looks at us? Poor old decrepit me? Exactly. Because he is the Word. And that is his. Those are his eyes. That's how he sees us, exactly what he paid for. What? Know you not that you've been bought with a purchase? That you're not even your own? So I really don't belong to myself. I belong to God. I got adopted by God through the spirit of adoption. I got his name. I don't belong to me anymore. That's some of the most refreshing stuff you could ever get to is when I don't have to worry about me anymore. I've been purchased by God. And he's not going to turn me back in, Danny. He's not going to reject me or put me out as an orphan. He saw me like I was, and he loved me. And now I'm a little bit better than I was. And I have his name. What's your name? Well, sinner, and that's a saint. You could go on and on with that. Glory to God. But talking about the gambling a while ago, you ever heard the expression, you're playing with the house money? Now, Danny has because he watches Westerns. Jerry does. Daryl probably does too. Larry, he's not. I know that's these guys. I know what it is to play house money. Now, you ladies, y'all just don't try to snooker us. We know y'all know, too, what that means. It means you're playing with the house money. You can't lose. It ain't your money to lose. You got all the resources of the house to play with. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. With God, you're playing with house money. Come on now. You're playing with house money. Woo! It ain't coming out of your pocket. Sure he's ain't. Paying for everything, Verdell. And we don't lose.
No.
We win. Glory, that'll free you up. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can afford to put in another $5 this week in that plate. Uh-huh. You can afford to get a money or $100 and give it away and then get a... Guess what, though? You're going to get $1,000 back. Yeah. That's how this thing works. Man. But when you're playing with the house money, you want to go out tonight, get you something to eat? Here's a dollar. Just like a woman, she took it and never said another word. And I put my money back in my pocket. I might have a five in there somewhere. She'd have took it too. But when we know that we're blessed, 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 and it doesn't have anything to do with how you feel, how much money I have in the bank or in my pocket. It doesn't have anything to do with my circumstances. I'm just blessed. Remember, Paul's in the prison with corpse, dead corpses. I got to get that on tape somewhere. That's going to be funny. With corpses. It's stinking. He is the apostle. And he don't even know anybody knows he's alive. But his attitude is so wonderful. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit for a supply. What's that? That's playing with house money. That's playing with the blessings of God. You see, money can't cure everything. It can't buy health. It can't get you out of prison. In that situation, for sure. Amen? But we're playing with house money. I'm going to tell you, you be driving down the road tomorrow, minding your own business, listening to some country music or rock and roll, and bam, it's going to hit you right between the eyes. I'm playing with the house money. What does it matter what's in my pocket? My God's backing me up.
Right. Right.
Whew! Up the ante. Glory to God. Well, I'm too poor to... Woo-hoo. That was mess up number one right there. You look at y'all. I'm going to talk this. I'm going to say this to you, then you can say it to me. You are not poor, and you will never be poor. Why? Because we're so special? No, because I'm living under the blessing of the Lord, and Jesus and I are joint heirs. I sit on a throne close to Him. I can see Him anyway. So can you. We've been raised up together with Him to be seated in heavenly places. People that sit close to Jesus in heaven are pretty special people. The only way they can get there is through the blood. Faith in the blood. Faith in my brother got paid. That's why we're not ashamed of the gospel. It put us there. It's the power of God unto salvation. And Paul in the prison said, bless their hearts out there preaching. Now, he's the apostle. He is the apostle. They're preaching stuff that, you know, I don't know if I've even got any. Some of my sermons of 40 years ago, I don't even want to hear them. I do not want to hear them. Jerry, you're the same way, aren't you? Because we just did what we did, and that's all we knew to do, and sometimes that wasn't right. And we're still learning. We're all still learning, are we not? But God's given us more light. Like tonight, when you're in that bad situation, call on the Holy Spirit. He'll supply you for whatever you need to get you through back on the road. He may not get you out of prison the next day, but He's going to make it okay. He's going to make it bearable. Amen. He may not, but attitude, just believe God. I do the same thing. Trust God. And then know this, as you said on your front porch in the morning drinking your coffee. Y'all don't do that? How many here doesn't drink coffee? Well, we'll pray for you immediately after service. Lord have mercy, y'all fun. Lord have mercy, it's past time. But just think, you know, it doesn't matter. I am blessed. And think about the people that God put in your life. That'll help you too. Think about the people He's going to put in your life in the future. That'll help you too. And I'm rich. You're rich. And I don't have any sorrow to go with it. Hallelujah. I don't have a balloon note. How many of you have had a balloon note? You know what? Some of you don't even know what that is. You know what it is? We know, don't we? You know, they let you have certain money, you just pay back a little bit. But at the end, after about 12 months or 24 months, that balloon's going to come to you. It's just sitting there going, and you got to pay it all at once. I hope it got rid of those things. Anyway, praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus. What was that, Lord? Bring it back to me. Thank you. Thank you. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for just a minute. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for your help. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I heard a guy preaching this afternoon, and he said, you know, it really doesn't matter what people say about me. I don't listen to that. I listen to what God says about me. It's always think about what God says about you. And it's always good. Always victorious. You always win. Amen? Glory to God. Y'all been very sweet tonight. Looking good. Judy, we need to pray. You cool off first before you get over here. No, I'm kidding. Come on. I know one thing. You're going to enjoy heaven.
My Antarctica part.
If when you get to heaven, and you won't find Judy, she's either in the Arctic Circle or the Antarctic. North Pole or South Pole, she'd be one of them. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for Joseph?
Yep.
Okay, hallelujah. I need some help, Andy. I don't know what's going to happen. I may fall down. That'd be okay. Hallelujah. Let's just all stick our hands out toward Judy. Joseph, her son, has a big meeting. And Lord God, we pray, sweet Holy Spirit. Lord, surround Joseph with your sweet, sweet Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That Lord God, the favor of God will absolutely engulf him.
Yes.
And he'll walk into that room tomorrow.
Yes.
And he won't be there by himself. Sweet Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Sweet, sweet Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's even going to be an odor to it. It's going to be so sweet. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, we thank you for the angels of God.
Yes.
That are holding everything at bay that might hinder or hurt.
Yes.
And in Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray for outstanding success for Joseph.
Yes, thank you, God.
Lord, that you'll promote him, bless him, cause him to have the desires of his heart.
Yes.
Woo! Lord,
thank
make
you,
his
God.
Head spin with the goodness of
thank
God.
You, God.
Glory to God. Show yourself strong tomorrow for him.
Yes.
And we believe he receive it.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And we all said, amen.
Yes. Ooh, I thank you for it, Father.
Yes.
I pray.
Yeah, that's what you do. Woo-hoo! We thank you for it, Lord. Yes.
It is now.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank
yes.
you, Father God.
It is
Ooh,
done.
I give you praise. I give you praise, Lord.
Right.
It is now.
Right.
It is now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yep.
Thank you, Father. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
there you go. Jesus. That's the second time you fell down today.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wouldn't lie to you. Praise God. You know, what? That's faith when you say it's done. If you wait after the news hits, anybody can do that. Faith speaks to the mountain. Faith speaks to things that are not as though they were. And you stay, that's faith. And it moves everything out of your way. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bring those prayer requests down. And if someone else needs prayer, we want to pray for you. Keith, come here. Buddy, we want to pray for him. Keith, is it okay? We call him. Some of us got a phone call or a text yesterday for Sandy Scott. And she went to the doctor and they found some spots. And the test came back today. News wasn't what we wanted to hear, but we want to pray for Sandy and Elizabeth. Elizabeth's sort of her parent and step-parent, kind of like a deal. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, since we're neighbors with that bunch,
That's okay, right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift Sandy up to you. And Lord, a diagnosis is simply a diagnosis. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, you're going to do it. We curse cancer in her body. Every spot must disappear now. Every cancer cell must wither and die now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I bind a spirit of fear that will come against her, a spirit of religion saying, you deserve this. She doesn't deserve this. Nobody does. So, Father God, bless her and deliver her from her trouble. And let her understand, Lord, she's blessed in you. So, Lord God, we give you praise for all these things. They ask for prayer, and we're praying. And, Lord God, we're not only just praying, we're believing. And, Lord God, we believe everything's going to turn out just right. Give her great wisdom about all things in the doctors too. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Cause them to be encouraged. Thank you, sir. Okay, we'll bring those prayer requests on up here. There's one right here. Right. Got the A-team up here tonight, ain't we? Glory to God. Cash, come here, buddy. I want you to help me pray. There's a man of faith right there. Okay. That's all right, buddy. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lay our hands on this list of names, Lord, you tell us to pray one for another that you may be healed. Not only the people we're praying for, but we be healed ourselves. Lord God, prayer moves things. Prayer is what you tell us to do, to ask and we will receive. Lord, we pray this afternoon or tonight for these people to be made whole and well, delivered from all their trouble in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we believe it's so. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I'm not trying to be cute with this, but Lord, we pray for Danny tomorrow as he goes about this lawnmower belt. Lord, they'll have it in stock. It'll go on easy. And Lord God, it'll be no problem. No problem. He's playing with the house money. God's got it. He's blessed every day he wakes up. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for all these things. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Cash. All right. You the man. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, baby, we're all getting there. And you just, that's the way about faith. You keep speaking it, it'll grow. It'll get better and better. By the way, there's some new Victory magazines out there from Brother Copeland. One Dangerous Marine. I want to check this dude out.